Every day, we're faced with choices, and it's the scary ones that we're afraid to make on our own. That's why we're here, stand-up girls and guys, to help you make the right choice for life.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Stand-Up Girl podcast, courtesy of www.standupgirl.com. My name is Nicolette, aka Nikki, Nikki, aka Nicolette, whatever it is that you prefer. I mean, it is an absolute blast talking to y'all, you know. If you're pregnant, worried that you might be pregnant, or know and love someone who's going through an unexpected pregnancy, this is the place to be. I mean, if you're scared, frightened, depressed, and feeling like you're all alone, you're not, because we have the best community of women and girls on standupgirl.com. I cannot stop raving about these girls. I cannot stop raving about these women. I mean, the way that they just come together and support each other is absolutely incredible. And I mean, they support you from day one, from the first day that you find out that you're pregnant, through your delivery. I mean, until even afterwards when you've got toddlers and they're going through their terrible twos. I mean, that's how great they are, you know? And, what can I say? It's always such a privilege to be talking to each and every single one of you, to have this opportunity. I always feel so privileged, absolutely privileged. But anyway, so today I'm going to be talking about something that's a little bit controversial. Something that is just a little bit sensitive, shall I say. Not really controversial per se, but sensitive. I guess it's been made a little bit controversial, you know, with all that's happened in the media, you know, the whole Chris Brown, Rihanna thing. And no, I'm not just going to be talking about men that beat women up, you know, but just abusive men, you know, because recently I was talking to a friend who's in an abusive relationship, you know. I mean, from once in a while you'll hear me talk about bad men, you know, but hey, this guy transcends the word bad, you know this word, handsome, jealous, explosive, you know, the type that questions you if a guy so much as smiles at you, the type that makes you cry. When I mean cry, I mean the kind of crying that comes from a hopeless heart, the kind of man that tears down your self-esteem with his words and with his actions, the kind of man you fear, you know. And I wish I could say that I don't fully understand what she's going through, but I do have a measure of understanding because I was once in an abusive relationship. And as with these things, you know, it's a classic seduction between the moth and the flame. Why? You know, I've often wondered, why do we fall for these men, these sick men, these deeply flawed men, these dangerous men? I don't think it's because danger is exciting, because it's not. Sometimes we're tempted to blame ourselves for this mess, blame some flaw in us that draws a kind of trauma into our lives, you know, but the truth is, no one deserves to be abused. Granted, life may have torn you down for so long that you feel like you're weak and alone, but no one deserves to be hurt just because they're already down, you know. Don't kick a girl that's already down, you know, but in this broken life, state after life has had its way with us, I feel like sometimes we don't even have enough self-esteem to really be able to stand up for ourselves and say, hey, you know, I can't take this. So, my friend got pregnant, and with this guy, actually, what I suspect is that she got pregnant to trap him. You know, it's absolutely insane. Even our grandparents know better, but that's what she did, I believe, because he was leaving. He was in the country for a very short time. They met while he was working here, and so for her, it was, oh my goodness, he's going, I need to keep him somehow. And she feared that if she didn't have anything told him to, he would just be gone, he would find someone else. He works for the army, so she thought, oh gosh, he's going to be posted somewhere else, and then he's going to forget about me, he's going to find some floozy out there. And, she got pregnant, and he started being fantastic, because during the relationship, he did things, you know, like he would yell at her suddenly. You know these small things that abusive men do, you know, very small things, call her names, that kind of stuff. And then after she got pregnant, it was like, wow, she's perfect. Everything she does is perfect. He's so loving. He's so caring. He's so perfect. Everything is just fantastic, you know. And she was just, when I spoke to her, she was basking in the glory of all of these things. And I felt like grabbing her and shaking her and telling her that Nothing's changed. He's still the same person. And right now, he's being loving and he's being affectionate and he's being all of these things because he can't separate you and the baby. You're in one body together. So that's what he's focusing on. He's focusing all this love and attention because that's the only way that he can communicate with his child. And I feel like, you know, like after you've given birth, that's going to change because suddenly you guys are going to be separated again. You and the baby will not be in one person. And then he will lavish his attention on this child and continue, frankly, to despise you. But I mean, she was so caught up in this, you know, and she was so caught up to the extent that, you know, when she told me that some of the things that he had said to her, like, for instance, he had said to her, you know, if you ever try and keep me from my child, I'm going to do A, B, C, D, and G, and, you know, and E, F, and G. And I was like, that's what I thought. I didn't say it. I thought, that's scary. This person is not stable, but no, everything was going to be perfect. And so, girls, nothing's changed. A lot of the times, and a lot of people do this, not just single girls, but also married women. I have known married women who have done this. When things are not going well, people think getting pregnant will somehow fix things, will somehow make that person realize who you are, what you are, how special you are, because before they didn't do that, before they didn't realize it, before they didn't care about that, and suddenly they're going to do that. But nothing's changed. It's not you that they're suddenly lavishing the attention on. It's the child. It's the child. And I don't want you guys to fool yourselves into being in a very, very dangerous situation with very, very dangerous men. Because suddenly, oh, there's a baby. He's suddenly so charming. A leopard does not change its spots. It does not. And if you're going to stay with him, and this is what I told my friend, there are a few things that are going to happen. There are a few options. One, he is going to kill you. Because as I was observing this relationship with her, I could tell that slowly this was definitely going to become physically abusive. Very, very soon. This is how explosive this guy is. Either he's going to beat you until he kills you. Either you're going to lose your mind and you're going to kill him. Either you're going to become so broken that you won't care either way and you'll just stand it and lose your mind. Or your child, whatever it is, whether it's a girl, whether it is a boy, it will learn from the situation. From you, it will learn to be beaten down, if it's a girl, and downtrodden. If it's a boy, from him, it's going to learn that women don't need to be respected and that it can treat anyone as trash, you know, because, hey, let's face it, with men, the first woman that they learn to respect, if you really want to see the kind of guy that you're dating, if you want to see the type of guy he is, check out how he treats his mother. Because that's a very good indicator. You stay in this abusive relationship, your son learns that it's okay to disrespect you. And those are the only options that you're going to have. The other option is to get out. Get out, flee for the hills, run for your life. But a lot of the times with broken girls and broken women, you hold on to the love and affection that person first gave you. Sometimes it wasn't real. It wasn't there. And I know that is a terrible thing for you to think of, because you're going to think, what about when he used to give me roses? What about when he used to stop by and call me and love me and cherish me and all of these things? And you're going to think of all of that. But sometimes it wasn't real. Sometimes he was hunting, because that's what men do. Men love to hunt. They love the chase of catching you, of chasing after you, of you running away and them doing whatever it is to sweep you off your feet. They love that. But sometimes once they've caught you, you know, and once you're there and they feel like they don't have to impress you anymore because they've gotten what they wanted, especially if you've slept with him and, you know, somehow now he thinks he owns you, you know, then sometimes that doesn't come back, you know. If a guy is abusive, he's abusive. You need to open your eyes. having a baby is not going to change him. It's not going to suddenly make him want to be a better person. And I know that a lot of the times, the prospect of a child being born does make people want to be better people. But that want and pursuing that and actually taking the initiative to become a better person are two different things. You know, it's just like somebody who says, you know, hey, I want to stop losing my temper. And then, boom, they've lost their temper again. Oh, I really want to. But they don't do anything to stop themselves from losing their temper. That's what it's like. Girls, please don't fool yourselves. If you suddenly change from being this monster to being this sweetheart because you're pregnant, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. As soon as you give birth, as soon as he can separate you and the child, as soon as you and the child are two separate people again, not just in one embodiment, he is going to start mistreating you again. And abuse is a gift that keeps on giving. Sadly, it does. And you need to break that cycle because your child's going to be affected, you know. And you're going to kill yourself slowly on the inside if you do not take a stand. And I know that it's difficult. It's difficult to take a stand, especially if the person frightens you. Because I found myself at one point having to tell someone that had frightened me that I didn't like that and you can't do that anymore. And I don't want to be in that kind of relationship. And, you know, you better just sort yourself out and I'm not going to take that. I was afraid. I was so afraid of saying it. Oh my goodness, you guys, it was terrifying. It was so terrifying that I actually, you know what, I am a very aggressive person. I'm a very, well, not aggressive in a bad way, but you know, I'm a very confident, outgoing kind of person, although I do suffer from bouts of shyness, you know. But I remember finding myself in a situation where I was like, how could that person do that? How could they treat me like that? And on the other end, I'm thinking, do I really want to talk about it? Do I really want to talk about this? You know, it's going to end up in another fight. Things are going to be said. I don't want to do that. And I was like, you know, just swallow it. You know, things seem to have quietened down. Things seem to be better. The person's smiling again. I couldn't take it. It was just chewing at me. It was killing me on the inside. Until finally, I was like, you know, I have to say something because this is who I am and I respect myself. And the thing is, girls, that you don't realize is that when you get out of an abusive relationship, eventually, whether the person leaves, whether you leave them, whatever, let's say it implodes, whatever happens, the thing that's going to hurt you the most isn't going to be, especially if it's between a woman and a man, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing. The thing that's going to hurt you the most, the thing that's going to haunt you for a very long time, and this still haunts me from when I was in my abusive relationship, and this was a good 6 years ago, you know, was I keep thinking to myself, how could I have let someone treat me that way? You know, it's I always think back to it and think, oh, how could he do that? How could he do that? How could he be so careless, so insensitive, so wicked, you know? But the thing that I always come back to that I let myself be treated like that. How could I? The thing that hurts is that I disrespected myself. Not so much how much he disrespected me, even though it was bad, but it was that I stayed. I stayed and I let it happen and I feel like I've let myself down. So, girls, don't let yourself down. Please just, you know he's abusive. You know he's abusive. I know he says that he needs you. I know that he says that he loves you, that he can't live without you. What kind of love mistreats you? What kind of love beats you? What kind of love frightens you? That's not love. That's not love. I don't know what that is. That's just, it's manipulation. That's what it is. And because you're so desperate to be loved, because you've been hurt and disappointed by so many people, you hold on to this shred. It's masquerading as love. It's like this distorted paper heart, and it's crumpled up, and you're like, what's better than nothing? Well, guess what? Nothing is better than this. Trust me, nothing is better than this, because nothing won't kill you. This might kill you. So girls, please just stand up for yourselves. It's not easy. I'm not going to sit and lie to you and tell you that, no, it's going to be so easy. You're just going to stand up for yourself and you know, It's going to be frightening. It's going to be terrifying. It's going to take a lot of courage. It's not even something that you can do with someone else. You know, a lot of the times, one say, oh, I'm going to take my girlfriend with me, you know? But what I found is that if you go with someone else to confront something, you know, later on, you know, you can always turn about face and say, well, I didn't mean to do it, you know, they kind of forced me, you know? But when you get to the stage where you stand by yourself in front of that person and say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be with you. You're abusive. You're emotionally abusive. You're mentally abusive. You're physically abusive. I'm not going to do it. No. And just say no. It shouldn't be something to argue about. It shouldn't be something to fight about. It's not something about, oh, baby, I'm going to try my best to be a better man. It's not about that, because he's not going to become a better man for you. And you should never, ever want someone to become a better man for you. He should become a better man for himself. Because what happens the day you make him angry? What happens the day you tick him off? Suddenly, he's got no motivation to be a better man. And then he regresses. He should always... Everyone should aim to be better for themselves, not for someone else. So it's going to be very difficult, but it's something that you need to do. It's something that you definitely need to do. Nothing has changed. I don't want you to fool yourself. I don't want you to lie to yourself. I just want to be very honest with you. It's a very difficult thing. I've had to do it. It's not good. It's not fun. It's not a pleasant experience, but it has to be done. Listen, girls, if you want to talk some more about this, if you have something that you want to share, get back to me. Email me. Send me an email, podcast@standupgirl.com. Give us a call and leave a voice message. The number is 971-208-5784. Again, 971-208-5784. If you're outside the States, put a 001 before the number. Catch us on Facebook. Of course, I know this is going to be a very sensitive topic. You know, you might not want to say, hey, you know, I'm in an abusive relationship on Facebook, whatever, and put a post there. But hey, if you've gotten past it, please do post it up so that other girls can see that, hey, I'm not the only person going through this. And maybe they can draw some kind of strength from you, you know, as women, band together, be strong for each other. The other place where you can just holler at us is Twitter. Our Twitter is @stand_up_girl. And I mean, just talk to us. If something else if you want to get a little bit more personal about it, if it's not even about podcasts, you know, you can send an email to dearbecky@standupgirl.com, and you know, someone will definitely get back to you. Someone will respond to you and talk to you and encourage you. You don't have to do this alone. I mean, there are certain parts of this journey that you have to walk with alone. Confronting your own personal demons, yes, you have to do it alone. But the journey up until that point where you're strong enough to do that, you don't have to do it alone. We are here for you. I mean, hey, holler at a girl, holler at a sister. I mean, just talk to us. We're here for you. We love you. We care about you. We're very, very passionate about you. For us, it's not about pushing an agenda. It's about being there for you, about helping you grow into more beautiful and more stable, more incredible young women, because you're already incredible, and we just want to help you become even more if that's possible. So it's been lovely talking to you guys, and it's a very sensitive topic, and it's not going to be a very popular topic, but it happens, and it will be very interesting to hear back from you guys on what your views are, what your experiences have been. So thank you very much for listening. Until next time, keep standing up with us, keep standing for life.